In Hachaskis Teiras, Mekov Mem Dalit. So, Makarabi is an Ingolm Sefer Teira, Betziva, and they cover the Tziva. There's an Inno of Kavar Tziva, not to be Gola Sefer Teira. It's Terche the Tzibur while the Elam is waiting. Shum Tzapim, Medimim, Bekach, just waiting, therefore there's an Inno of Terche the Tzibur. If you only have one Sefer Teira, so I'm all assault. So, the Deichit, what's the reason why? So, because Stamot Tziva Moich, like Oedem. Don't do the Pashas Ba'peh or Chumash. Some say Mechalek Vaydom. They can Kris Maftek Din or do Kris Maftek Din. Do from Sefer Torah. Some of the Mechalek Vayda, and therefore they won't do the correct thing. Therefore, the Mechalek. So this is a Nidin, a couple of Nidin. Using a Navi with a cloth. If you don't have one, so definitely it's a Hidra to do a Navi with a cloth. So there's a Vikuach in terms of like. How much you weigh, how much Tirchid Tzibur, you know, what will be the gather of that. Being over from the Zecher Yosef, says that by a Navi, just don't, it's Tirchid Tzibur, I'm just about to say, Tirchid Tzibur, you shouldn't have the Tzibur waiting, and you shouldn't, you know, wait a long time to get a Navi. On the end of being Amshim Zaman, and the Chishlam Yud Beis Laman Aleph, he says they could wait it, and Ve'ashev, he said, and you Shlam, that's what he used to do, he says, Mastama, the Tzibur is Meichel, you know, so the answer to the question has a lot to do with, I guess, where the Tzibur is brought up, and you know, if there'll be Shalim, everyone does it. If not, then yeah. Which is a quick poll. You for sure not, right? Out of town. Where are you from? Out of town. You? Where else out of town, right?
I grew up in Cleveland, yeah.
Cleveland, Ed?
No,
I'm saying, so like, it's a whole new thing, right? We made the Navi campaign, and got a lot of like, rolling eyes, you know?
Well,
no,
the Shiva we had, and...
What?
In yeshiva we
had. Yeah, okay, so it's partially, you know, that has a lot to do with in terms of how much we have. But we waited to extent with the Gval. I don't remember. Yeah, we waited a long time, ever?
I don't know. There have been times that we waited a few minutes.
What? I spoke, yeah. Or whatever. So anyhow, I speak. Like, what?
Remember one time the Rav said it was taking too long.
Sometimes it's whatever. It's like, but like, so we try to speak in Meralt or whatever. Like, I don't know. So if you're a little yakish, you think everyone's old to reset tefillah, like I hear, like whatever.
What yakish are machbedafka with
No, I mean personality, like the people who are like more like whatever. You know, so I'm yakish, and I'm not like that. But I don't mean to say yakish, but like, you know, the people like also like, you know, the rosh speak after davening, like not middle davening, like whatever you get the, I hear. But I didn't think apicha, you know, I thought it was kedai to speak during davening in order to get the mila of get a mila of navi. But you know, if it's a long time, you know, frat the. Tzibur didn't grow up with it, and so we made into it, and it's the correct thing to do. Rav Yashu was very stuck, and he was on the right thing to do. But anyhow, so it's just, how long to wait there? It was a tally. Fine, this is big, the Kaf Chaim Sefkata, I think it was Yud Gimel, but over there brings on discussion. If you take out the wrong Sefer, Torah, and you realize, like, oh no, we gotta do a big roll. So should you return it and get the one which is doesn't have the roll, or should you... So what's the two sizes? Maybe Pekam versus like Kavadet Tzibur. You know, that's the two shekelim back and forth. So Meishin Shuva. I think it's Beis Laman Vav. Check it up. Meishin Shuva goes back and forth saying that you prefer really for the Tzibur to be Moichal. That's probably a little better. But if somebody was murdered to return it, like, you know, not the end of the world. Kav Chaim brings down like most of the Achorim and say, you should roll it. You should not put it back. You don't put it back in Sefer Torah. It's Pekam Sefer Torah. And he says, most Achorim hold that.
Which way of
Moshe? Moshe is more noita, it's better to roll it. If somebody returns it because of Kavadet Tzibur, like, also, it's be better if the Tzibur is Moichal, but if. The Rav feels is not the correct thing, you know, Yishma Alas Mechot. So, the Yavitz brings down two Shitas. So, he goes, you know, it was Yishma Alas
Mechot.
The Yavitz. So, Moshe brings out, you know, some Mechot. Like, it's better maybe to do it that way, but if not. And the Kavachayim brings down the longest of Achorinim. He's on the Mechot, to the Yavitz. Maybe we're going to grab the Kavachayim. It's on the bottom of it. I'll get the Kavachayim, I'm sorry. If I save a Torah, I'm going to say the Yoyim. And so we have the Aaron. Don't give it. He says, don't return it back. No, because Bnei Shemekam Sefer Torah, and you should roll it. That's Rav Shemet Staka. Rav Zera Yaakov died tonight in Kamp Gam, and you should go with Tzibur. Max Abracha brings it down. He's not Machriya. He brings down the Mati Yehuda, the Erech Hashochan, Yafalev, another Svarish names you never heard of.
What? Which one?
They all say that you should roll it and not go
Wait,
ahead.
Where is this?
Kav Chaim Yud Gimel over here. I'll say they should roll it and do it. Right, Moshe is more noted, a little bit better to do like that, but it is a shaila even in the Aron Kodesh, passing over the Sefer Torah. The Shiva Kasi is an Aleph Pei Aleph. He says, there's any name about Biran.
What's the shaila here?
Yeah. Two Sefer Torah. There's one, let's say we'll talk a nicer or not nicer, and I want to go get the nice one, passing over that one. Or even also, it could be the if it's in the wrong parasha. It also gets into the need and a little bit of the aim.
There's still probably even though it's in the wrong parasha.
So he says he really from the side of the Aron Kodesh, that the right one is in the right place, and you don't have to go ahead and be maver on it. But kind of he's. Aim Avirin
in the
Aron,
there's also
meaning
of design, or just
Aim Avirin? Aim Avirin, the actual design is not as bad. You can take it, there's no pecan, whatever, just more else. Maybe you really should set up in the correct way. The Kavanah discusses that the Bimechach Mitali used to do Targum in order for people to understand it. Nowadays, we don't do it because people don't understand Targum, so it's not so much of a Sivas Adav, that's why people don't do it Bismanazah. Now, the Shaila is, Ramayisha is a Tshuva discussing that Rabbanim give Drushas. About in terms of Rabbanim give drushes and during Kriyas HaTorah, explain the Kriyas HaTorah, this week's parsha gives explain what the Kriya is about. It looks like it's not something. Ramosha says that he has a kasha, that we don't do Targum nowadays. Now, we don't understand it. Okay, so why don't we do Rashi Ramban or do something like that, do something people understand? So Ramosha says that the pshat is that Peshas Kriyas HaTorah has to be something which there's no machlekes about, something which is Targum Misinai, which is Bar Kesham's Getzerayim. Why don't we translate? Nowadays, they don't know Targum. So do the English translation, do the article translation. They don't understand Targum. There's the Peshas Matatorah, which is Dugma Matatorah, Kriyas HaTorah, has to be there is no, nothing, something which is no machlekes, no vikuach. It says Koshkein, the drushes are Bonam Bismanazah, which. That's my lesson. The main text of the drasha is like no sheikh is the Torah klal. It's possible that's going to be us. Ben gavra the gavra. I'm saying. He says, don't say Ben Gavra is more Kal, because the way they mark Yechiv Targum. I want to just translate the thing. How many Pashas Bar is Aser, and the Yisodadav is that Peshas, Kriyas HaTorah, has to be something, which being that's main, Matan Torah, has to be something which there's no Vikuach, no anything.
When do we say that the Tam is Batal, we still feed the Xer, and when do we say the Xer is Batal?
Sadan Kiftazai, passing down the side of the air goes to like half a shas.
Where?
Kuf Tazayin over there. Explaining when you do what. Fine. So some government above says that you now leave, once the Sefer is opened, you now go out. You can go out, but Gavra Gavra Shepherd Dummy. So, first in terms, and it says if you leave, it says Izvah Shem Yichlu, and somebody who leaves is considered to turn to Zayin HaTorah. So, once it's open, Mishpuri says even the Insta Tekriya, once they open up the Sefer, ready Sasser to go ahead and do it. Leaving is doing it. Ben Gavra LeGavra, it says Mutter, says that's only if you've already heard Kriyas HaTorah, where you're going to come back in. And that's only Mutter, Letzarech Gadol. Still considered Epis B'Zayin. But the Letzarech Gadol over there, you could go ahead and be Mekal.
Is it even passing through?
I say?
It's bringing the people down the
road. So get that in a second. Pimgama has a suffix. Let's say you're just coming in, you're just passing through, you're not really there, you're just coming to get a safer or something. And Pimgama is not. Does not give a clear hachra on the noisy as a suffix. And it says like Mew New York Vashama Yotzi Chavasai, that is my basic sacher. The Kavkam says, if you already heard already, you just walk in. It brings up Pim God first. Kedam Rashi Ben Zekriya, if you've already heard it, Mashi Gan and Gamkin also Tzorchian. Says it's a. Assuming you bought them based on Kedam Ben Zekriya, Sefer Torah. The Chabash, I'll take it with somebody. Kedoyim, Rashi Lotz Ben Zekriya, the Mangan Ram Kalam Ches Mashi Mazasar, Tzorchian. The Kavachim is Poshet Lidaita Yishliyotza Bem Sakriya, this is Kavachim Gimel. The Mikra is Hashem, so he's a Terv Yotza, it's a B'zayin Tzev Yotza, and if you're already, if you're hurt, you're already. But in this situation, you're allowed to leave in Gavah Gavah, if you're able to take it. That's the minute you're allowed to go to Lidaita in that type of situation. Okay, I'm at the bar. Minig, he says that that's a minig, and you're allowed to do it. Crowd brings up in the game Nashim. Ishim with us lets us chutzab shas kriyas haTorah. Brings down the Nashim will leave in Kavchaim Beis. But he knew the Hachmer and Loi Sheish Leitzer. So let's us say
that.
Says Nashim will leave, first he brings down.
Then no,
what?
Then that's a Nashim,
yeah. Mio, he says, Lachmer, let's us. Let's say, maybe you can be making out. Let's say somebody has to go to the bathroom. So, the Relach and Sadek Beis brings down. If you have to go to the bathroom, be able to hold it in. So you're allowed to stay. You only leave in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. All Kriyas HaTorah is all one thing. It's called Hischa Bater, and you can hear the whole. You can hear the whole Kriyas HaTorah. The Aruch HaShulchan says very sharp.
Mishibur writes it
all over. Yeah, Sadek Beis. Relach and Mishibur writes very strong. Mishibur writes that. Even in a situation where, let's say you have to go to the bathroom, it's about shaksu, say handles, is, what's the get of Kriyas HaTorah? It's like Shemin Esrei? If it's like Shemin Esrei, then we would say that, it's like Shemin Esrei, and then we'll say that Pshat is that even most Shemin Esrei don't go to the bathroom. If you, and he says that Kriyas HaTorah is like Shemin Esrei, and if you've told it in, he says that it's Teicha going out.
Is it if you enter the shul during Kriyas HaTorah, let's say you're going to get a sefer, and then they start Kriyas HaTorah.
Same thing, right? Same.
Even though you're not part of the tzibah, you're in Kriyas HaTorah.
Yeah.
And the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah are even that you're allowed to be yotzei your shnei mikra then? Your one time around.
Your shnei mikra, what do you mean?
Your meal a bit.
Kimish says to the Kriyas HaKaira, also sap if you did Vitara, you're not allowed to do sap if you did Vitara, I feel being Gavra Gavra, you can't talk to Vitara. Then you could do it. He says, what's the reason why I was Asr? He says, you can pass in afterwards. Always very busy with the Rabbanim answering Shailas, right? Sometimes it's very nochot, so we had like five times already, right? He says, very nochot, and the Rav has the answer right here. Okay, fine. Sometimes you can't wait. And that's the Rav.
Does the Rav speak to you with Rabbanim? I mean, some people come ask Shailas, it's always the Chuf.
Most of the time they're speaking to me on the Sugya learning. That's interesting. Like, ooh, I don't know. Down that even being Gavra Gavra, and we also said it could be Gavra Gavra, it's Shem Yimashik Beisa Kriya. That maybe you're going to be Moshech. That's like a problem. They end up being Moshech. Which brings down the Bach is Meiko Limon Gavra Gavra. My Rabba is Mstadid. All of you don't do it Shem Yimashik, but. Hirola Fisha in Lahach America is like Shkir Shemi Mashi. It's like Shemi Mashi. It's like some type of Shemi Mashi. The back side is more Neutilakal. The Aruch HaShulchan says that a Dover short thing is okay. Well, I think Shemi Mashi is a short Zug. The Aruch HaShulchan would say that, so that's okay and it's not going to be a problem. So he says, yeah, he's not sure to say. Then he says that.
Okay, what's
my
interpret shot in the
minute? What's that? The Davar cuts away. The whole word is Shem Yimashich. The word is, it could be also the Mayach Mishabeir. It's different. In other words, a couple seconds in between, maybe it could be also the Mishabeir. Like a couple seconds in between, so now you start talking, so it's Shem Yimashich. Now they have a 3-minute Mishabeir, and the guy's making a bracha for his Zainikol and his grandfather and his Elta Zayda and, you know, the Gabbai, whatever. So, you know, it could be. But yeah, definitely fine. So Kai brings down in terms of learning during learn during Kriyas HaTorah, now learn during Kriyas HaTorah. So Berlach has cash, doesn't understand. She does a tumul achormai. I can learn my mani shigas balachash and balachash. Lamaisa, he says the Mekai brings down. She did. If you learn balachash, you're not going to be about to learn from Kriyas HaTorah. He says, what is up learning balachash? Lamaisa, what's your Kriyas HaTorah? What's going on? Mitzvah shmei Kriyas HaTorah. And if he's going to be learning, he's not going to hear what the person's saying.
Talking about someone who,
and he said, either 10 people are already there, but my soul, it's a chiv, everyone has to do it. Vemas krat, tamavizah, kamen vashav, they like it, And he wants to say the lumas tafina differs like malachas. It can't be upset. It doesn't make sense. He can learn malachas because it's never. So he says elamai lumas tafina. He say that's when everybody was yaitza. Karam yaitza is a karam is aser, and maybe he should face away. And Makabri maybe he's going to case where he already did the parsha. Maybe that's what it means. He says elamai says lemasu came with sarachi. So the way the belt says over the machlekas. Like bracha and others, and everyone says over. We spoke about the many times. Kriyas Torah Chavis Yachad, or Kriyas Torah is a Chavis Tzibur. So if you have Kriyas Torah is a Chavis Yachad about does it start the issue? If you have the Chavis Tzibur, so then maybe you can have Shadis Chayis on the Tzibur, and therefore you don't have to. It's not going to be the Chayis of the person being there, and therefore maybe you could, you're allowed to learn because it's more Chavis Tzibur as opposed to being a Chavis Yachad.
When Rav said if it's Chavis HaYachad, it doesn't start, meaning it doesn't start any heter.
Yeah. Right. Now, that's the Yom says like says, Chavis HaTzibur, Chavis HaYachad. Now, even on Tzadah Chavis HaTzibur, there's a Vesh Shakatzata V'chilek on this, because on Tzadah Chavis HaTzibur means that Pshad is, it's Mutal on the Tzibur that they have to have a Kriyas HaTorah, and whoever's a Chilek at the Tzibur, the Chayra has to be, you're part of the Tzibur, and you have to be Meshtayek to the Chavis HaTzibur. The more pashta I've won, the chavis of chavis of tzibur, the chavis of amavis of surah, and so I'm not chayev. I'm not there, I'm not chayev. I don't chavis of mitzvah, you have to go there. But about that, once
somebody...
Once you're part of the tzibur, you're there. It's chavis on the tzibur.
You walk out, it's still
tzibur. Hey, here, you're there, you're not listening. I'm saying. So even on that side, it's still very mechudishtik to say, it's chavis of tzibur. In other words, even if I wouldn't have a raya from over here, the berlacha was chavis of sayachad. Right, maybe that lost me. But it's saying, but it's not a raya from the etzem rayon. The pshat is, if you're there, so then every yachad who's there, maybe has to do the chiyuv. The kind of says it's not a mukach kapa the etzem rayon chavis tzibur chavis yachad. Because we said, like we mentioned in the past, what's not many chavis yachad chavis tzibur? If you miss kriyas hatorah, you miss a little bit. So we said that Moshe is very stark as a chavis. You have to hear every single parsha, and you have to make it up. And if you miss a kriya, you go to a different minyan, and it's a chiyuv to go ahead and do it. And somebody misses parshas, you know, like now with Americans and Israelis, so you should matriach and try to make it up. The Mechitz Yitzchak and others, the Chazanish, they say no, it's more Chavis HaTzibur, you're not Mechiyev, and if you miss it, it's not the most of Elam, you're not Mechiyev to go ahead and make it up. So, I wouldn't say it's Mukhan Shem Tov Eivim V'Elacha, that's his opinion, because it could be just means that when you're near it, there's a Chiyev to go ahead and do it. Okay, that's how we came out, like a Chiyev, it should be Machmer. I'm saying, you know, we have a lot of Mianim in town, and if you miss Kriyas HaTorah, or you had to go to the bathroom in the middle, you should, you know, go next door.
Well, and the Luchas Yitzchak would hold even Kai Gavin, it doesn't have to be Mashlim?
You're not Mechayev, yeah, it's Chavis HaZibur. And
the Luchas Yitzchak, the person of Chila Nacham Kriyas there?
If you're not there, so... It's definitely a Maila, a Mitzvah, the Luchas Yitzchak is here, Kriyas HaTorah, they do Kriyas HaTorah. Monday and Thursday, we said everyone's Mashlim Chavis HaZibur. Except for Mechaim. I'm sure Mechaim said that.
What about learning on Monday and Thursday? These halachas.
So, right, and I can write from it because when you're there, it could be the in that Tzibur that you want to apply. It's supposed to be Zion, whatever. I'll say, when you're there, then that's fine.
I'm just saying. Whatever has to make it up in the Tzibur.
What you say?
The person making up the
parashah. Yeah, that's what it is. It's the Christopher of the Tzibur. Now, in terms of doing Shnayim Mikra B'Shas Maisa, so. The lesson of the Mechaber was Nachrin. Kol parashas roi medakir dor v'lechavin daik l'shma miyakirat to hear it. Pichadish brings down also lastik shem davay im shemerich targan. If you think 10 people listen, my grandma brings down the shalos machem is they have to listen. Going to my sarav. Ram machem which brings nachrin l'kris v'lachas miyum milat tzibur. Brings out from the Magen Avraham. That's nothing. The Tzibur loyzev shalacham l'shmaya. A person's not going to be a chacham l'shmaya. Meisa that the Mishmar Reish Pei Dalid brings an email going and Meisa Rav holds that you have to hear Kol Teva Teva. You should, but he says in Reish Pei Dalid, Hey Yudalid, if a person hears, if he's reading Kol Teva Teva Lachas, you're doing along with him. You shouldn't be machmer because Meisa you're hearing it and you're saying it and it's okay. Being on Arkus Rabbein, the stipel it was like to do Shnei Mechem Chetagim. Mashenkein, the Chazanis used to listen between the Chumash. I think Api, the Chassidim, the old Navy is meant to listen. Api Zayar, the Zilshan Zayar, like your Kamoy Elim, which has Matan Torah. But I got many a night to do Shnei Mechem Chetagim. But it has to be you could do the same pace as the Valkyra, you know, a very fast Valkyra, and keep up with him. And it goes too quick, and the Chnami. Then that could be an issue. Chayar brings up to stand up. You don't have to stand up as that's current Torah. V'yesh mechayim. And they stand, and some ram, the minigam ram, what's to do it. The ikra din, because you're going to say, like, a sorry, but even the Maram is moving the Medina. Mutter, he goes, Roy, Lahad, Elaminate. Sokon, Lahad, we died to Kishima, Kirmi, Kerkera, Kakibo, Isham, Arsinai. It's Kilo, it's Kabbalah, Satoyo, Arsinai, Likoy, Soimden, Kiksim, Lichem, and Mishal, Likhem, therefore that's the reason why people stand. Therefore, Mishu is Kalash, Kasha, Elaminate. And that Mishav is the Chavanetiv, therefore Yishlo Liashiv. So the Kisra is a meaning brought to understand. It's hard, difficult, able to go ahead and sit. The only catch is, Mr. Ruru goes, Mishas Amir's Baruchu, then everyone has had to stand. It's Dabash of Kedusha. So Mishav is very stark, they're going to have to stand up at that point. It's a Dabash of Kedusha. I remember camp when I was a kid, I forgot which camp it was, but the Rebbe, not the Rebbe, the Rabbi of the camp, right? It was at the camp, I was a camp rabbi, you know. He's the kach about this. I went to stand up for Baruch Hu. I mean, that was one of the kachs. It was. But Hakapadim, you know, they're you know, but a lot of times when people are absent, they sit on the Garagara, they get up, you know, Bashar's Baruch Hu, time to get up. The Iker didn't stand up by the Baruch Hu. That's the Iker didn't. And standing up afterwards is a nice, good thing to do.
Mr. Gurd says that you should stand for Baruch Hu and Baruch Hashem Baruch. What does it mean by Baruch Hu? You have to definitely be standing.
Hashem is Baruch Hu and Baruch Hashem
Baruch. When the Mevarich says the words Baruch Hu Hashem Baruch, the Sibra has to be standing.
I think so. What you're saying? Oh,
Mr. Says no. I'm.
He oh, what means that?
Listening is.
Well,
just listening. So what?
Yeah.
Well, he's listening to his Baruch.
Yeah.
He's not saying it.
So why does he say
Yeah, no, Shuru brings down that this is all when the Sefer Torah is on Amid. On Amid. It says that Beishness is Isa Chayv Lamed Lefenev. It's a Chiv to stand up for Sefer Torah when they're carrying it. Ramoshin and Tshuva and also they make Bracha, they bring a right, it's the right side. Gemara says, Kamatipsha Inchi that they stand up for the Limdin and they stand up for the Sefer Torah and they stand up for the Limdin. So, and it's the right side, they say Vitakim, so they both want to say it's a Chiv. Stand up for a Sefer Torah. Now, how far you have to go? You have to go until it's out of your sight, or it's in this place. If you tell it's in this place, you know, so when it gets to the Amid, it's in this place, where the person holding it sitting down, then it's going to be okay. But otherwise, it's a chiyuv to go ahead and stand up. And a lot of times, a guy like takes out a Sefer Torah in the middle of people learning, there's a chiyuv to go ahead and stand when it's a chiyuv to stand. It turns out when the armor is just open, so Shartzim brings down. Feel him in the bima, aim a chayv azlakim, kimish chazayim in the magam echad. Who would be ish the place in the iron? The chosim will come in menachas. If the iron is open, it's in this right proper place. Still, aim no yigam bezeh last hidden mitzvah la teir v'lamid. The hidden mitzvah we do it. I know Rabbah b'leag that that's the mitzvah we stand up. And that's the nekadim when the iron is open. You don't have to, it's a hidden mitzvah. Moshe says, Shuvah is not mamash chiyuv, it's like a hidden mitzvah, it's a nice thing to do. We just come to Geya, Neila. You're dead, right? You can't move. And you feel very weak. It's nachon, I'm saying, a good thing to do. Mishkal Chasidus, you know, if you're difficult, you can't stand. I once read somewhere, even though Moshe writes Shuvah is like a nachon, it's not mamash chiyuv, minog, whatever. Moshe Seif Yama, when he couldn't. If I remember correctly, Moshe Seif Yama, when he didn't have any kayach, he went outside and sat outside. Didn't want to sit in the shul. Oh, so Simchas Torah, what's going to be Simchas Torah? There's a bayak sat, so, you know, our Aruch HaShulchan says that about the Reish Pei Beis, about the Tzvei, about that. For a person, also for a person to sit, you have to be standing and you're not allowed to be sitting down. Shom Zalman, Hilchas Shem Yud Beis Tess, has two limits chasim. He says, now we have a little problem over here. The young guys want to dance, and then the old guys are going to have to leave. Like, you know, it's not like, we have an issue going on over here. You know, what should we do? So he says, b'shas the etzim the first time when they go around, you know, the first akafa, and each time, you know, about you should be standing. He has two limits chasim. One limits chasim wants to say that, may mechitzas b'nei adam. The b'shat is that the morning ever brings down that there are people surrounding the Sefer Torah, so midin mechitzas b'nei adam. Could be considered mechitza.
So
you can do it if you have the mitzias. If you have the mitzias, right. Maybe on Simchas Torah that's called it's b'mkoymai. It's b'mkoymai, now we have to stand. So it's, and it's.
He always saves the day.
So he says, like, you know, he feels he has to finally mischos that all the old people should leave. Play a deer. But that's the mischos which Moshe Mazama wants to say. I forgot to mention, but again, the minhag standing up. Some people have minhag, they stand up, shas. It starts a dibris. There's a minhag, some shuls that. You guys, so the shas is the shuut ramaisha. Yeah, maybe you shouldn't do it because where brachas brings down the betzim and second krishma, I starts the dibris. They do it because the terumah samina. So the meaning of say only starts the dibris is. So the question is, oh, if he's standing up and giving chashivas, that starts the dibris. So maybe that should be someone of ish. So Moshe Shui says it's not a problem. He says you don't make up your own gzeiros, and that's in the meaning of around nowadays. So they reinstitute. Because of the minim, but that's something that used to be a minig. It was a minig, I think, that I forgot it was back from that. There used to be a minig, yes, to say it's just there, but not in terms of minim. So that's some. There is some shash.
By Krishna, I
think. So they were. They wanted to, or says. From much of the dike from the sitter or whatever, that they were masakim, they were vatal. That's how much the question. Why didn't say that they did? He says, so, Allah, it's not true, Muslim. Now, they didn't reinstate it because of the mina, but this is only what the inloy masha, whatever. Here you don't have a trumas amina because you say Krista every week. So like, and there's other Krista Torahs. I think that's the only thing. That's the only thing in the Torah. Because if you say every day Krishma and you just say that, I think, oh, that's the of the Torah. But we have Krista every week, so you don't feel that there's such a thing. And this is about it. There is this amina. Doesn't feel that one should move out of it. Where's the elam up to?
Service
classes? Service classes? I can just finish up. I can just finish up then quickly. In terms of.
I try.
Yes, Mechaber speaks over here about Psicha, Nila, Agba, Glila, Psicha, Pi. So in some recognition, the Shaysh, you know, Pisoy, the Shaysh Mamma Niftach, Pishas, Pishas, Dream Psicha, and,
Who says this?
Swarm, bring it down to Kavachai, was Lashon Kavachai, bring it down over here. Yeah, but put down that Bishas Psicha, that Shai Shrine is open and Psicha now. But again, Marmi is down there, go to the Schar Kulam, the Fim Chavit, Shchoshev, to do Galila, Mishru, means it really means our Hagba. These two Hagba and Galila together, and in our ramifications will be our Hagba, that will be Nita Schar Kanega Kulam, and that's it's put down the Meister of the Goin, used to get Aliyah, and used to do Hagba. Agoglila. No, that was the minig of the going. I think like if you give the average like the Mechabeninim, the Hag was Nitzchak Kneged Kulam.
And Glila is just.
Yeah, it's not as whatever. Now let's start. In order that the girl should be tired and cured after, you're not supposed to start until you finish the after. You don't start after until he doesn't know they cured. Sheni Chamishi allowed us to eat Ratzon Achar Kriya. You don't have to wait because it's only a minute. It's only a minute to say it, and therefore you could go ahead and do it. And again, the minute is saying Ratzon. So on day Yom Shishpei. We won't say Tachnan, so it depends. Two days we won't say Tachnan, right? Those days we won't say Tachnan because it's like a Yom Tov, or today we won't say Tachnan because of Paris or something like that. And Nami, you wouldn't say Yiratzen. If it's Yom, you're not saying Tachnan because like a Minigah Chasidim because of a Yartzeit or something, which is like a Richos, whatever. But then they do say Yiratzen. So you don't know whether you say Tachnan after davening. The division is every time they don't say Tachnan, everyone's always like, oh, blah, blah, blah. So on Monday, Thursday, just wait. If they say the Yiratzen, it means you say Tachnan after davening. It's the Yiratzen. If they don't say the Yiratzen, it means right down was there. I don't know. And it's like, sometimes that's fine.